What is your desire for your children and for your family?
Janet and I want our home to be about the glory of God. We want our conversations and our activities to be soaked in Jesus and in his work at the cross. We recognize our own powerlessness to give our kids what they need most desperately, which is new birth. And so we are utterly dependent on the work of the Holy Spirit to give them new hearts and to make them like Jesus. We love the captive audience that we have with our kids. Where else do we get to have ministry where unbelievers will sit at our feet day after day and listen to the Word of God? We want to use that opportunity to draw them to the gospel, to build them up in God's Word, and to send them out as effective witnesses of the good news. If God would be pleased by his grace to use us very poor instruments in our home to do the work that only he can do, we would be humbled and exceedingly grateful.
Thanks, Smed. Thanks for helping hold it, sweetie. Good job, guys. Carrie and Renee Gleason, what is your desire for your children and for your family? Let you hold that nice and close.
Okay. I'm going to start with Proverbs 22:6 tells us to train up a child in the way he should go. Even when he is old, he will not depart from it. It is our desire for our parenting to be guided by God's love and his holy word. We want the Lord to be the center of our family. It is our hope that our parenting would look dramatically different from the world's, so that when the world sees our interactions, priorities, and desires, others would be drawn towards the gospel. Our heart is that Jack and any other children we may have would come to a saving faith so that they can know the sweet love of Christ and be faithful servants for him in this world. As parents, we want to remain joyful in our parenting and for God to guard our hearts during trials.
Excellent. And you know what you need to do? We need to know the names of all of them, don't we? So, Smed, give us the rundown.
Okay. Emmett, what's your name?
Emmett.
That's Emmett.
Emmett.
This is Madeline. Gracie, Evie, and Zoe, and my wife is Janet.
Yes. And give us the name of your little guy.
Jack.
Jack. Jack runs the auto shop. Carrie works for him. This is Dan and Jen Melantine. Why don't you introduce your family and answer the question, what is your desire for your children and for your family?
All right. This is Maddie. This is Abby and Luke. And our desire for our family is that we would be used as an instrument that leads people to him. As parents, this starts with us. We need to be faithfully shepherding our hearts so that we are prepared or fully equipped to follow God's will for us as parents. We want to live our lives in such a way that our children see that we love the Lord our God with all our heart, soul, and mind. We pray that God would be glorified in us as we then shepherd our children. We want to shepherd them by using the gospel to draw our children in and then to use it to lead them to a love and knowledge of the Lord. We pray that someday God would then be able to send our children out as the next generation to go out into the world and share the gospel and to continue advancing his kingdom.
Amen. Thank you. Mike and Mary Brotherton, introduce your little one for us, please.
This is John. Yeah.
Well done.
It was easy.
Right up on there.
Oh, yeah. We desire more than anything that John and any other kids that God would bless us with would know and have a thriving relationship with him. We hope that he would grant them repentance and salvation from their sins. We want our home to be one filled with God's truth and where the gospel is lived out through our lives. Psalm 78:4 says, "We will not hide these truths from our children. We will tell the next generation about the glorious deeds of the Lord, about his power and his mighty wonders." Our heart is that this verse would be true in our home and that our kids would see parents who love the Lord and whose lives are changed by God's mighty wonders. Mm. We're so thankful to have been blessed with a church that shares the same hope and will come alongside and encourage us in this. We know that we cannot give salvation to our kids just by teaching them. Salvation ultimately comes from the Lord. Please pray for Mary and me that our parenting would bring the message of the cross and forgiveness before our children, and that God would use it in a mighty way to give them repentance and save them.
Amen. Thank you so much. Matt and Jen Ross, introduce your little one for us.
This is Blake Matthew Ross.
Very good. And your question is the same one. What is your desire for your children and for your family?
My and my wife's desire for our children and our family is to ultimately have a home that is centered on Christ and His gospel. We pray that we can raise our children with a knowledge of who God is and their need for a perfect Savior. Through our parenting, we desire for our children to live a holy life and not just a life that is lived to merely please us as their parents. We desire that our children see their sin as an offense to their holy God and not as an offense done only to us. To sum it up, our ultimate desire is for our children to truly know and understand the God of the Word and their standing before Him. We commit our parenting to God and will try our best to always point our children to the work of Christ at the cross and the standard that He has given to us in His Word. We are committing ourselves to the shepherding of our own hearts so that we can shepherd the hearts of our children. We want to thank you for coming alongside of us and for encouraging us in our parenting of our children.
Thank you. That's awesome. Zach and Katie Drown, introduce your little one.
This is Timothy Keegan.
And your question is the same as everybody else's. You've made it very easy for me, picking the same one. What is your desire for your children and your family?
Well, for us, it comes down to the names that we chose for our son. His first name, Timothy, means honoring God, and his middle name, Keegan, means fiery thinker. We both just really want our son to grow up to be a man who is thoughtful and intelligent and whose highest priority is honoring God. So we want to raise Keegan to be a man who really loves the Lord and pursues excellence for God's glory. And we'd ask for the church's encouragement and accountability as we work to center our parenting on God and on Keegan's good rather than on ourselves.
Thank you, Zach. Tommy, do you want me to move them away from the speaker? Why don't you guys just come step right in front of here? This is Kyle and Ashley Frazee. We don't want to add any surprises to what you'll read. Introduce your little one to
us. This is Jackson, and then we have a little girl due in July.
Ooh, yes. And your question the same. What is your desire for your children and your family?
Our desire for our family is to be Christ-centered. We want our children to grow up in a joyful home that displays the love of Jesus Christ. As parents, we desire to be consistent in our love and grace for our children, consistent in our Christ-centered discipline of our children, and consistent in gospel proclamation to our children. As individuals and as a family, we will strive to submit to Christ's authority. We will seek to daily grow together in our faith and to be gospel witnesses to the world.
Scott Demarest is going to come on up, and he's going to pray for you and pray for all of us as we work together in our parenting. Will you please pray with us?
Father God, what a joy it is to hear from parents who already know you and love you in their own heart. Thank you, Father, that they understand that raising their own children starts first and foremost with their relationship with you. We praise you and glorify you for that. Lord God, we come to you and we ask that you would grant us wisdom as a church body, and you would allow us to speak into their lives with encouragement and with wisdom, with love and kindness to them, bringing to them the resources that you have made available to us through the years you have given to us, raising children of our own. Lord, that we would be ones who want to bring them to a place where they are well equipped to raise their own children. And I too pray for each one of the children that is represented here. Oh, Father, that you would be pleased to use the gospel message to raise them up in new life in your Son, Jesus Christ, so that your glory might be great in this world. We pray all of this in your Son's great name.